I just want to go over a video that I saw that was on Bloomberg News, I believe, the other day. It was news from the COP24 or 26, what do they call it? I don't know, the COP whatever summit that's happening in the UK right now. And saw this little news item pop up that scared me, chilled me to the bone about a new financing facility, basically a new way for businesses to get loans. And I want to play it and commentate. Let's go.
As world leaders gather at that Glasgow climate conference, a new form of financing is forcing the private sector to take action without any input from politicians.
Oh, I see. They are forced to deal with this. The politicians, get out of the way. It's time for the corporations to take over completely.
For a detailed look at the rise of sustainable debt products, let's bring in our own Jameson Burko. Jameson.
Well, Paige, this is a fascinating development that, to be honest, I hadn't really heard much about until we saw that announcement a couple weeks ago from Teck Resources saying that they had established a $4 billion US dollar revolving credit facility, and effectively the interest rate is going to be tied to whether or not they achieve their goals on reducing emissions and improving gender diversity in their workforce. So it is a pretty fascinating development.
It's fascinating. He says, smiles all around. They don't get what this means. All of a sudden, okay, as they've put all the other businesses out of business or stretched them to the max, and they know a lot of these businesses are going to need loans, meanwhile, they've sucked up all the liquid capital they can get their hands on. The oligarchs have. Now they are offering these other businesses loans based on whether or not they're going to meet the sustainable development goals. Did you hear that? The interest rate is tied to how well they meet the sustainable development goals, including crazy parts of it, like gender diversity or whatever he said there in the in his little speech. Oh my God, let's continue.
Once I started to dive a bit deeper, I realized is becoming incredibly popular. And this is actually quite different than what I think a lot of people are more familiar with, those things called green bonds that are more directly tied to how you use the money. If you end up issuing a green bond as a company, then you have your hands tied pretty tightly in terms of that needs to be spent on environmental initiatives. Whereas these sustainability-linked debt products are really just essentially any sort of typical debt where you end up saving on your interest rate. I mean, it's as if you, say, put some solar panels on your home or replaced your incandescent bulbs with LED lights and your bank gave you a lower mortgage rate. That's the same principle at play here, and it's proving incredibly popular.
Okay, so it's what it sounds like. You're going to get a lower interest rate if you agree to do all the woke things. And now you see how it works. This makes a lot of things clear for me as to some of the pressure points going on behind the scenes in these companies and why they are bending to the will of these crazy initiatives. Like, for example, I don't know, but let's say something tied to local governments and education got one of these loans or took financing through one of these sustainable debt credit facilities, they might be forced to teach critical race theory. Now, I don't know if that's a good example or not, but if you replace school boards and put in, some small or mid-sized business or even a large one, and they get some of this financing, they're going to get lower interest rates. If they say make everybody go take these training sessions about how being white is inherently evil or whatever things they want to do, like teaching you about how to be sensitive to trans people and how they should go into, the female washrooms even if they're great big men. This is unbelievable. This is creepy. And so you heard that one company alone has started a has whatever they call it, opened up a $4 billion credit facility. But this is popular, like he said. Let me let him talk more.
It went globally, according to a report I saw from DBRS Morningstar, from less than $100 billion U.S. of those types of debts issued in 2015 to last year surpassing $730 billion U.S. dollars. And here in Canada, despite the fact that it's only been around, Maple Leaf Foods and BMO were actually the first to come out with a product like that in late 2019. They're already roughly one in six corporate debt dollars issued. That's according to the Institute for Sustainable Finance at Queen's University. And one specific figure that I was able to get, I reached out to all the big six banks about this, and only one, actually, National Bank Financial, was able to give me some specific figures. But they said that their exposure to these types of debt products went from about $274 million at this time last year to $2.5 billion today. That's more than 800% increase in just 1 year.
Wow. Wow. How could they do that? How could they do an 800% increase in 1 year? I think it might have something to do with, like I said off the top, all the lockdowns. Businesses need loans more than ever, because they lost so much revenue. In the meantime, right, all these technocrats, all the ones who go to Davos and the World Economic Forum and that, their net worth increased by, I don't know the number, I say 300%. I don't know what it is. Huge amount. The money got centralized, all the money. And now they're going to use that to force companies, probably pension funds, who knows what else, what other kinds of things, into adopting the sustainable development goals. This is super bad. It's just really bad. Really, really bad.
And one thing that actually really sort of turned my mind on this, because I was initially among the skeptics too, Paige, was that this also opens up sustainable debt to companies that aren't as directly tied to climate change, like fossil fuel producers or miners or other heavy industries. In fact, that report that I just mentioned from DBRS Morningstar, they found that about 20% of all sustainable debts issued in the world thus far have gone to either consumer staples companies, like say Maple Leaf Foods, or real estate firms, which of course are going to be critical in the fight against climate change as well.
Wow. Food and housing. Coming after the staple firms. Now we know where the power, where the leverage is coming from against these companies like Maple Leaf Foods. So if you see them put a gender type advertisement out, like perhaps like Maple Leaf Food makes wieners. So let's say they talk about trans in an ad about wieners. It would make sense. Okay. I don't know. I'm a bit tired. But I just wanted to get this information out in front of you. They are using debt and their lending or credit facilities to put the screws to companies, not just oil and gas, but things like meat producers and housing real estate firms. Oh, this spells some danger. Let's just close out the video.
And what's it going to take, Jameson, for these kinds of loans to become truly pervasive?
Really just the cyclical nature of the debt market at this point, Paige, because what I've heard from the Bank of Montreal's co-head of energy transition, that's John Hackett, he tells me that it's very rare that these types of sustainability linkages are not included in some type of conversation whenever debts become due for either refinancing or net new debt. So at this point, it seems to be simply a matter of how long it takes for every company that needs to get access to capital to either return to the markets for that capital or seek refinancing, which of course doesn't happen overnight, but it does happen.
So not only people who are applying for financing to get them through this rough spot because of COVID and lockdowns and the lack of revenue, but it's just going to be normal now if your credit comes due, if you need to refinance or your, you know, the product you've borrowed is expired, you're going to be faced with these clauses in the new lending agreement. hire transsexuals or get a higher interest rate. You know, don't support your employees eating meat or get a higher interest rate. Make sure you have half female, half male in all the departments or get a higher interest rate. Make sure you do sensitivity training or get a higher interest rate. You see where, I mean, this is global extortion racket. Oh, COVID has just been so handy, hasn't it? Right now I'm working on a video about crypto, and I've got two getting ready. One of them is just going to be an interest piece about some of the characters that came along in my research, and the other one is going to be an honest look from what I can see. And trust me, I am not an expert on this, but I'm going to show you the things that I found, give you my assessment of crypto versus stablecoin versus central bank digital currency and that sort of thing. Won't be your typical, of course. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. Don't get yourself into any sustainable debt going forward. If you can help it, get yourself out of debt. Scale back now. Get ready to tighten your belts. This is going to be a huge challenge going forward. But we're here still to talk about it, at least. So thanks for being here. Thanks for watching. If you want to support my work, don't forget, you can send me something through the mail, cash wrapped in tinfoil. Hint, hint, wink, wink. I love that. Or go on over to my website, amazingpolly.net, where you can find my digital payment form if you'd like to contribute that way. Thank you so much to every one of you who have sent a donation, large or small. I so appreciate it, especially in these really difficult times. You guys are angels. Best internet on the audience? All right, we'll leave it at that for tonight. You know what I mean. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.